And Big Mama was very active in the Missionary Society.
Oh, yes.
She was also a pillar of that church.
Very much so.
As far as that went.
But he liked it. But he liked to run around with women. How does that tie in? Where were these women?
Well, I'd rather not go into it.
Well,
your mother knows.
She won't tell me.
Well, I'd rather not tell you.
I'll never find out.
I'll tell you.
You tell me then.
Blaise would rather not now. I'll do it.
Don't put it on tape. If you cut off your tape, I'll tell you.
All right.
Yes.
Where was he in the hospital?
He was in the hospital in Atlanta. But they brought him
back to Aunt Etta's.
He died at Aunt Etta's house when she and Uncle Paul lived in the country out from Manchester.
They owned a house on the lake.
That they had when they lived there. And then they moved into town later.
Yes.
But that's all I remember of Papa, because he...
I know.
I don't even recall his funeral.
I was about 12, I suppose, and Evelyn and Etta and Elva was about 10, and Evadel was still smaller, of course. And he took us and Clara White and I don't know how many more children on the train one morning at 4 o'clock, dressed us all up, paid all of our way, and gathered us up, and they brought me in from home to go. He was taking us to the beach. None of us had ever seen the ocean. And so we rode the train to Savannah and went out to Tybee Beach in Savannah. Well, Della White was a seamstress. She lived where Jane Davis lives now. And so she had sewn for days, making bathing suits for all of us. We had short sleeves and this, that, and the other. Came down to here with bloomers down to here, you know. And so we took our bloomers and went in the bathhouse to change and went in the swimming when we first got there and stayed in all day long and thoroughly cooked us all. And Evadel was so small, he had to carry her in his arms all the time. But he wanted us to see the ocean. And he paid for all of our rides and entrances and everything and all of our food and brought us home, sleep in the train all the way home, and got home about 8 o'clock at night, just exhausted. And he got us all awake and up to the house anyway. Took it on himself now. Lilla didn't go. She had small babies. And he took all that crew of kids down to the beach.
I'd just soon be afflicted with an itch.
Yeah.
As to take all that many kids.
He was mighty brave. But he didn't put on a bathing suit. He was dressed to kill and everything. And he stood around there and watched us all day long. Walked with us up and down the boardwalk. It was just boards on the place, you know. Uh-huh. To look at all the things and bought us anything we wanted. We ate ice cream and cotton candy and junk to us. We all wonder had been sick all day long.
He would go to the store real early, too, wouldn't he? About 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock, he was up.
And
he'd wait on Clayton to open the drugstore about 7. And he was the first one there to get a Coca-Cola. And then about mid-morning, he was back for Coca-Cola. He'd come home and eat his lunch, and he was back for a Coca-Cola.
He loved
Coca-Cola. And in the afternoon, he had one or two. And after supper, he'd find him a Coca-Cola.
He really drank Coca-Colas. He liked. And he would so understand that go home and about the middle of the afternoon or so, or a little later than middle afternoon, he'd shut up the store and go out to the farm.
Oh, yeah, he'd go to the farm.
Anybody came to get anything from the store there, well, they'd know he'd be back.
Yeah,
you know,
he'd be back
in a little while. After a while or whatever, he'd just gone to the farm. And they'd just hang around and wait.
When the yo-yos came in, he got hold of one. He sold one in the store. And he'd stand out on the front when he wasn't busy and talk with the people. And he was always laughing. He laughed all the time. And he could yo-yo. He would yo-yo in any direction. Up, down, over his shoulder, back, between his legs. Just anything. He was just busy and he chewed chewing gum. He was known as Chewing Gum Jim. There were several Jim Whites here in the county. But he was Chewing Gum Jim. He never smoked. And but he chewed gum. And you never saw him without a wad of gum in his mouth. And with his yo-yo, he was laughing and chewing and yo-yoing all at the same time. Then he'd stop it long enough to down a Coca-Cola and start all over again. He was quite a character.
He'd go to the house, come back and open the store up for a little while after he'd been to the farm, and then go to the house and eat supper and come back and open the store again.
Oh, yeah.
About 9 o'clock at night.
And Clayton always stayed open at 11 o'clock, and so after supper he'd run around there and get him another Coca-Cola.